We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. An open week for your team after the three-game winning streak. How did you make use of the open week?
Yeah, probably most like all the coaches that have these opportunities get a chance to rest some guys that have gotten significant amount of reps, guys that were injured, to allow them to come back and participate in, some activities, whether it's lifting or walkthroughs. And, just self-scout ourselves and just kind of see where we are, what we're prone to. Just like everything, like most coaches do, just trying to get yourself better and figure out ways to be better and more productive in all three phases.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Mike, you have sung the praises of John Pius in previous calls, and he's been part of that sack bunch for the Tribe. I wonder if this has been surprising to you, or you saw this coming out of the spring, that William & Mary was going to be a very good team at rushing the quarterback.
Well, John specifically, John, when you see his body frame, he was skinny coming out of high school, but you saw the potential to put weight on to fill his body. Our strength coach Kenny O'Meara has done a great job with him. He's still got a lot to grow into, and I think he can be special. I think he will be. But the ability to his first step get off is something it's been really unique. It allows him to attack, the left or right tackles. It allows him to get up the field and utilize, his strength. So he's going to be good. And he has been an integral part of our pass rush. The ability to put him on either side. We'll do some other things with him, trying to be creative here during the open week about moving him around a little bit as well. But John's done a really great job for us, and we'll need everything he has, as we start going down the second stretch, so to speak, of our schedule.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Question from Dave Johnson. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Mike. I was just wondering your thoughts on Albany. I went 4, but that was a pretty tough 4 games they played.
Yeah, they're a good football team. They are athletic. They can run. Obviously, their quarterback and their running back, Mulford, they are two exceptional athletes. Everybody can look at the records. I mean, I think when you add up combined of the teams that they played, what, 3 top 25 FCS teams. They played an FBS team. Those three teams are 14-3 right now. So you can't equate, what the record is right now with the type of skill set that they have on their team. So, our ability to play our best game outside of it being homecoming and all the other distractions is we're going to have to improve, in a lot of areas for us to be competitive, because the quarterback is excellent. And as I said, their running back is. They got an athletic defense that gets after it. They run well. And as I said, it's a good football team. So, we got to take care of ourselves. But you can't look at what the record is for them and just say, that's a bad team. That's a good football team.
You touched on this a little earlier, but how beneficial was that week in terms of getting some guys who are a little banged up closer to playing this weekend? And do you expect some guys back?
It's always beneficial, Dave, when you can have guys, off their feet or not taking as many reps as they normally would. Once the first play of football practice, there's always going to be, nicks, bruises, the difference between being hurt and injured, the treatment that's needed to get guys back, whether it's a hamstring or whatever it may be. And so when you can rest, when you can just make sure that you take care of your body, when we do yoga, we do stretching exercises, we got heart monitors, we got everything, and you just want to try to use all those things to help bring the players back from the rest and recovery. Guys have mentioned on this call about we are in the exam period where things are happening as students. And so, we just got to be on point and allow them sometimes to be great students as well. So we're in a good spot. We're not practicing today, but we will practice tomorrow and get ready for Albany as we approach the Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question from Mark Singles. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Mike. Can you speak a little bit on Darius Wilson and what's the kind of progress you're seeing him make as a freshman quarterback?
Yeah, Darius has made tremendous progress in terms of being a true freshman, having to come in and, you know, start your first game against, you know, an FBS team. He can run, he can throw. He's an even keel young man, where the highs don't get him too high and the lows don't get him too low. He's a great teammate. There's a lot of positive things about Darius, and, you know, he'll only get better as time goes on. But, you know, it's as we all know, quarterbacks are critical in your team's success. And as a young quarterback, he still makes mistakes, but at the same time, you know, he's got legs that can run out of those mistakes, and he's accurate enough with his arm that he can, you know, he can also do some positive things. And he'll make some throws. You scratch your head like, what are you doing? But, you know, at the same time, there's a lot of maturity that shows up, you know, with him as he goes through this maturation process, you know, at the quarterback position.
I think he might be the only New Yorker on your roster, Mike. How did you happen to get him down here, down there from the Bronx?
Yeah, for the Bronx, New York. You know, traditionally, you know, William & Mary's had, you know, a lot of players from just PA and, you know, New York, New Jersey. And so, you know, we'll continue to keep recruiting those areas that have profile student athletes. He's definitely one that fit the profile here. And we're excited about him being here for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Mike, I know you talked about sort of doing some self-scout during this off week offensively after, you know, a slow start over the first couple of weeks. The offense certainly has kicked it into gear the last 2 weeks. What have you seen from that group that you hope to continue in the second half of the season?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, getting off the field on third down, or continuing drives, excuse me, on third downs, you know, more explosive plays, you know, however that may come, you know, with throwbacks, reverses, double passes, whatever it is, you know, you try to lend yourself to be able and capable of having players in position to execute those things. You know, Drayshon Kendricks, you know, he was a all everything athlete in high school. So you can throw a toss sweep, you can throw a bubble screen to him, and you can throw one to him where he can throw it to somebody else. So he's athletic enough to do those types of things. And so we'll continue to keep having to find ways to, you know, accentuate the positive or the playmakers that we have on our roster. And it leads itself to, like I said, to increasing your third down percentage, to increasing your explosive plays, to having a set group of individuals on the field that you can do multiple things with them. So we'll continue to keep doing that. And that may be a staple of who we are, you know, for right now.
And then defensively, you touched on a little bit with John, but you guys are among the FCS leaders in sacks. And even though you've had some injuries up front, you've rotated quite a few guys through there. How impressed have you been based on the injuries that you've been able to get after the quarterback the way you have?
We're a 3-4 defense. Coach Brown and the defensive staff have done a great job. Been around in that system for a long time, but now the ability to put players in position that fit the profile for the position. You talked about John Pius, you know, who is an outside linebacker that can rush and drop, you know, moving guys like him around. You know, the 3-4 system gives you flexibility to do some things and not get so concerned about teams, you know, with their formations or unbalanced formations, whatever it is. But the guys have been up front. Will Kiley, Nate Lynn, they've done a really good job as well of being guys that can go from a 3-4 to transition to an on-edge player. And when you can do that and you can move and you have some skill set, you can get after the passer. But like I said, it's going to be important for us this week because we're one of the better ones in FCS football is coming to Williamsburg. So we're going to have our A game for sure.
Before I let you go, just talk about the momentum that you've sensed maybe around campus and around your program with this 3-game winning streak headed into a homecoming game.
Well, you know, winning games, it helps. We're all ruled by the psychology of results. And having 3 positive games back-to-back is something that you hope to build on from a confidence level. But at the same time, you know, you want to make sure that these teams that are coming in, and as every coach has said on this call, and the CAA is just unbelievable. You know, it's the players, the coaches, you know, and as I said, you know, Albany is a good football team that's played good football teams that are coming in here. So can't rest on your laurels. You know, you got to play this game and then worry about what happens after all that, you know, after the next week and those weeks to follow. But right now, you know, with a homecoming game opportunity, getting some players back, it's positive, but we're going to have to bring that positivity to make sure it equates to being efficient and effective on the football field this Saturday. So we're looking forward to it. A lot of players, a lot of former players, you know, hopefully it's going to be packed, you know, sold out. I mean, just looking for the atmosphere to play a good football game.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for your time today, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you. Have a good day, fellas.
All right, thank you.